The neglect of Nine Gems, Sri Arunachala Navamani Malai by Sri Ramana Maharishi. These nine beautiful stanzas were composed by Sri Bhagavan at various times. Each is a gem, and these nine gems form a necklace befitting the Lord Arunachala. The meaning of Arunachala is given by Sri Bhagavan in verse 2, that anomaly is beyond male, female, neuter, and indeed all the forms is seen in verse 4. Later, when Sri Bhagavan was asked by a certain Swami what Bhagavan had attained by the worship of Sri Arunachala, Sri Bhagavan replied unequivocally that Lord Arunachala had raised him to his own state. What greater grace could be shown by the Lord to his devotee? For those readers who were interested in hearing Sri Bhagavan's composition in the original Tamil and who would like to follow the English transliteration, Sri J. J. Raman has recorded a stirring rendition in a YouTube video. 1. Although Shiva is motionless by nature, he dances before the mother Shakti, who stands still in the court of Chidambaram. But know that in Arunachala, he stands in his towering grandeur, and she withdraws there into his unmoving self. 2. When one inquires into the meaning of Arunachala, which is lustrous like red gold and bestows liberation, one finds that the word Aruna means Sat, Chit and Ananda, the identity of the individual self and the Supreme Self, according to the Mahavakya, that thou art, and that the word Achala means perfection. 3. Those whose minds are free from attachment to riches, land, relatives, caste, and the like, and who, having become pure, seek benign grace at the red lotus feet of the Lord of Compassion, residing over Arunachala, will rid themselves of their ignorance and attain the grace which shines like the rays of the rising sun. They will always abide in happiness, sunk in the ocean of bliss. 4. Anomaly, delight of my eyes, Lord, who art consciousness itself, beyond differences of male, female, and neuter, do not think of letting me pine away in despair as one unmindful of thee. Is it not unbecoming thy grace that I should be reduced to dust, mistaking the veil body for the self? Do not therefore deceive me in any manner, but turn thy full and refreshing glance upon me. Abide in my heart. 5. Lord, who art consciousness itself, reigning over the famous Sonagiri, forgive all the grievous faults of this poor self, and by thy merciful glance, benign as the rain clouds, save me from being lost once more in the dreary waste, or else I cannot cross the terrible ocean of birth and death. What can match a mother's care for her child? Deal with me then like a loving mother. 6. Killer of karma, thou art always called by thy votaries. Yes, that is true. But Lord of Arunachala, I doubt whether this name fits thee. If it is fitting, how can the mighty, invisible one, Kama, brave and valiant though he be, dare to creep into a mind sheltering under thy feet, who art his killer? 7. And Ambalai, as soon as thou didst claim me, my body and soul were thine. Can I then lack anything? I can think only of thee hereafter, not of merit and demerit. Oh, my life, do as thou wilt with me, then, my beloved, but grant me only ever increasing love for thy dear feet. 8. I was born in holy territory, the seat of Bhumi Natheshwara, renowned throughout the world, to the virtuous Sundara and his faithful wife Sundari, in order that Shiva, the absolute consciousness, might shine forth and the self flourish, and that I might be rescued from the misery of the world and the snares of the despicable senses, the Lord of the Red Hill, Arunachala, raised me to his state. 9. Bearing and tending me in the world, in the shape of my father and mother, thou didst enter my heart, and before I fell into the deep sea called Mahamaya and was drowned, thou didst draw me to thee and keep me at thy feet. How shall I describe thy wonderful grace, O Arunachala, who art consciousness itself?